session number 17129, Reel 6.
Promptly the next day I was summoned out onto the tarmac, and there was the great man himself, Sidney Cam, looking at the ailerons. And then he said, "Is this the chap who's been complaining about them?" Pointing to me, you see. And Philip Lucas, my chief test pilot, said, "Yes, this is Flight Lieutenant Roland Beaumont." "Right, Lieutenant, what's he doing here then?" said Sidney Cam. See, so he explained that I was on attachment as a serving pilot. And he said nothing more. And then he looked round at the ailerons, and then he looked at me, and then he looked at Philip Lucas, and then he said, "If they make the effing ailerons the..."
As soon as I see the tape come round. Okay.
As I found myself out on the tarmac, there was the great man himself, Sidney Cam, Philip Lucas, the chief test pilot, and myself, and somebody from the design office. And Sidney Cam looked at the ailerons, and then he looked at me and looked at Philip Lucas. He says, "Is this the young man who's been complaining about the ailerons?" And Philip said, "Yes, this is Flight Lieutenant Roland Beaumont." "What's he doing here then?" said Sidney Cam, realizing that I was an Air Force pilot, and it was explained that I was on attachment. And then he looked back at the ailerons, and then he looked at Philip Lucas, and then he said, "If they make the flipping ailerons the way I designed them, they work they work all right." Factory and the whole job. His aeroplanes were fine. I mean, the Hurricane was a tremendous aeroplane in the Battle of Britain. And the Tempest, the Typhoon, of course, was the winner of the ground battle in Normandy, Falaise, and the most tremendous supporter of our army's push right up to the Baltic. And the Tempest was probably the best low-altitude or medium-altitude fighter of the last year of the war. His aeroplanes were magnificent. Then, of course, after the war, he produced the Hunter, which was the finest of the, undoubtedly the finest of the transonic fighters before the full supersonic aeroplanes were built. In the later days, of course, my relationship to Teddy Petter were interesting in that he was a very powerful designer, not terribly good in his relationships with his employees, who he regarded more as numbers than anything else. I found that if I stood up to him on a matter of principle, it worked. We had a very good relationship until he retired. Freddie Page took over from him. Freddie, I've known since the early days at Hawkers in the middle 1940s, and he has been my boss until I retired in 79, and he retired a few years later as chief executive of British Aerospace. So he made some progress, and he's one of the greats in the industry. For the rest of that, I think my impression is one of the individuals that one met in the factories. In my own factory, I had a most enormous admiration for the aerodynamicists, who under Ray Creasy, with Ron Dixon and Di Ellis and Abrahams and a few others, set the pattern for the English electric aerodynamic tradition. They produced the Canberra, the P1, the Lightning, and the aerodynamics of the TSR2, and a lot of the aerodynamics of the Tornado. And their successors are still doing the same job for the F2000. They started off an enormous tradition. They were marvellous people to work for, and they were intensely loyal. They were patriots. They weren't. They didn't look shifty or ashamed to make patriotic noises. And it was a good team to work with. I enjoyed it enormously.
Fine, well, thank you very much, Roland Beaumont, for this interview.